Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Greetings, Massive. Carlos Culture here. I had a chance to catch up with Kyle from Slightly Stupid leading up to Reggae on the River this weekend. Here it is, man. Check it out. Greetings. We're talking to Kyle from Slightly Stupid. Kyle, how you doing, my brother?
It's good to hear from you, brother.
It's always good to hear from you, man. You guys are doing so much great work, taking the reggae message and spread it around the entire country, all over every nook and cranny. You know, I know you guys do more than just reggae, but you guys do a lot for reggae music, man. Just got to say big up and respect for all the work you guys done over the years, man.
Oh, thanks, brother. We're just having fun.
Yeah, man, you guys are definitely having fun. Man, you guys are like one of the best party bands out there, man. You guys are so fun. Your fans are so wild. Your Stupid Head fans are so dedicated. Tell us what you love most about your Stupid Head fans.
Just the energy, and like I say, sometimes when you go to sleep, you know, you have dreams, but I don't know, when I wake up and we go to shows and stuff like that, it's the best dream, you know. And you can't get that when you go to bed sometimes and you're just sleeping on your pillow. You got to actually go out to the shows, and a lot of the people that come out to the shows, they bring that energy where it's the best dream. So we appreciate, you know, all the love everywhere we go. It means a lot to us because, like I say, we really are just having fun, and they let us do that.
I know, man. You guys, they're definitely, I know what you mean. Sometimes, you know, you're on the road. It's another show, another day, another crazy party. You're like, wow, where am I going to get the energy? And then you see the people. And you feel their vibe, and they're like, they want the same vibe. They want the same energy. They want to keep the party going. And they definitely, your fans are so great, man. They just keep the party going. That's for sure, man.
Yeah, we've been mashing like on the road since we got out of high school. So a lot of the fans, a lot of the people that come out to our shows, we've been seeing them since we, you know, have been getting on the road. And year after year, you see kind of the same faces, and then they'll bring their family and friends, and it's just becomes family. A lot of the people that you see over the years, you see them every time we go out, and you see them, and you know, you just become family. You know, it's like the bands that you go out with too. You know, you can't just be out on the road for 3 months with other bands and not become family. It's like we're just backstage just now, you know, shooting hoops and playing video games and.
Right, jamming with
all the other bands backstage right now, just because we all become family. You know, the J-Book crew, Iration, the movement, that's who we're out on the road with right now. And it's just good people, amazing musicians, a lot of talent, and just it's really nice.
It's a great package, this tour you guys got going this summer. Is an amazing tour. I just love it. I love the vibe, man. We are going to get to see you here at the Del Mar Racetrack August 26th. That's going to be an amazing show. It's going to be so fun, man.
Yeah, it's Stupid and our friends band, The Expanders, who are amazing. So buy a ticket to the racetracks and it gets you into the concert. It's our friend Tribal Seeds, they just did the first show of the year there, and they said it was a blast. So we're looking forward to it.
I talked to Danny about it. He said there was 15,000 people out there having a good time rocking to Tribal Seeds music. It's even going to be more bananas for you guys because, you know, you guys are the original OGs right here. You guys do so much great, great, great work. We're also going to see you up at Reggae on the River. You're going to be headlining Saturday night. We're looking forward to a great show, some great collaborations. Anything you can tell us about the performance without giving away any surprises?
I'm up there. It's just fun because you're out in the woods. You're just hanging out. And last time we were there, people were just jumping in the river and coming from floating on the river up to check the bands. And it's
an amazing vibe. You're absolutely right, man. I went last year, first time in like 16 years, and I just love the vibe up there so much. It's just camping, hanging out by the river. it's kind of a lazy day all day, and then nighttime the music comes. It's just a great, great vibe over there.
Yeah, being that area that it's in, it's definitely stony, very stony, lots of smoke.
That's for sure, and that's what we love. Stupid heads love that. All of us reggae heads love our California culture. Yeah, man. All right, so let's get into the music, all right? We know that you love to do the combinations. We had one of the great combinations that we had that played all over the place was the one with Stick Figure, Smoke and Love. Super great stuff. And you had Come Around, so many great stuff. You had the one with Don Carlos. Super great stuff, man. Any coming up on your new records?
We try to reach out to, like, a lot of our friends, you know. I don't want to, you know, give too much away, but, yeah, we have a big musical family to where not just the reggae, but, you know, everyone from, like, just, I don't know, hip-hop to ska, yeah, to funk, blues, reggae. There's a bunch of different friends we have that play all different kind of music, and they're amazing musicians. So we try to incorporate, we were talking about the family vibe, where a lot of them, we jam with them live, but we also jam with a lot of them on the record. So, yeah, we'll be jamming. We've been jamming, and we still will be jamming with a lot of them.
Awesome, 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 awesome. It's just great to have you be here from San Diego, represent San Diego and the whole West Coast culture so well and so much. And you keep it authentic with these Jamaican artists making features and stuff. And then with the hip hop world and the ska world and the jam bands, all the good stuff, man. You guys, you know, we just love you so much here at Bob Radio.
We only learn from the best, brother. We learn from you, Carlos. You've been putting in work for years and holding it down. So.
Yeah, man. I you know what? I kind of got this break on Bob Radio from the show that we did over at the Anaheim House of Blues, right? So as it turns out, they had this the poster that you guys did for that show hanging in their office, and my name was on the bottom of it. And it's like, okay, who's this guy? Because Bryce did some work for Silverback, right? He was an intern over there. He's like, oh, we'll find this guy. And they found out that I lived in the complex where his cousin lived. Right. And they heard that I lived in the complex. So they found out I was there. And then they found out I was doing my reggae night over at Winston's. So he tracked me down from the poster, asked me if I wanted to get interested in doing some Bob Radio stuff. And I said yes. And then that has turned into FM 949. And we're doing all kinds
of
great things.
Well, anybody that gets to listen to your sets, you know, they're lucky because, you know, you throw down and throw some blessings down every time.
I just love working with you guys. Hope to work with you guys soon sometime, you know, do some benefit over the THC. I know you guys like to do benefits. You do stuff for the schools. You guys definitely pay it forward, you know, and we just love your energy and your vibe, you know?
I appreciate it, brother. I say we just have fun, but, you know, when you can do what you love to do and then help other people, there is no bigger blessing. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. So let's talk about your next music out. You're going to release a single. You're going to release a whole album.
Oh, yeah, we have a record that we've been working on for the last year or so, and we'll release it at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
And then we're excited just because it has a lot of different kind of music. And, yeah, everywhere we go, we record. We have our own studio. We record in there. We record at the pad. We record on the road. So it's just fun. I would say the best stuff comes from just having a good time. It shows in the music. Yeah, we're excited.
You're definitely passionate about your music. You definitely have fun doing your music, and we're excited to see you here August 26th at the Del Mar Racetrack and this coming weekend at Reggae on the River, headlining Saturday night. Who knows what kind of fun you're going to have. And you're still finishing up your tour, correct?
Yep, we're 8 weeks deep out of 12 weeks, so we have about 4 more weeks left to go.
Amazing.
And then it's back to the grind, because when you get home, you got a big list of stuff to do.
yeah. The unpacking is not as fun as the packing and being on the road. Definitely. Oh, yeah, it's been a pleasure having you here on Bob Radio. Always an honor, always a privilege. We love you guys. We're always going to be supporting you guys.
We love you. Keep up the good work, Carlos.
Yeah, man. We look forward to seeing you again real soon, all right?
Yeah, well, let's link up soon.
Yeah, man. Respect.
It just doesn't feel like summer without an ice-cold Coca-Cola in your hand. Stop by your local convenience store today and grab a 20-ounce bottle of Coca-Cola or Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Or pick up even more delicious refreshment with a 20-ounce bottle of Diet Coke, Sprite, or Fanta. So no matter how you soak in that summer sun, at home or on the go, grab an ice-cold Coca-Cola today and enjoy.